Hey y'all. Good morning. How many times I gotta say good morning? God damn it. Hey y'all, how y'all feeling? It is 11:02 p.m. straight up on the East Coast, and you are up early before everyone else with Monica Lynn. I am your gracious host, Monica Lynn. And as always, I am always up before everyone else. And in this instance, I am up late. How y'all feeling tonight? I just want to come in, bless y'all with my voice, let you know what's going on, what's tea. I haven't been on in a couple weeks. I have been live streaming. Yeah, I've been live streaming. I've been on two apps. And I'm enjoying it. I'm having fun. I'm supposed to go live tonight, but I really do not feel like it. So I think like I'm going to support a friend of mine and just go on their lives and support them or whatever. But y'all, I just want to come over here and just say something real quick. Y'all, when do the childish shit end? Like, okay, I just got off the phone with a friend of mine, right? No tea, no shade. But you know how you on the phone with a friend, right? And how they got, how they are. Like, you've been friends for XYZ amount of years, and y'all just chilling, right? And then you know when the attitude changed. Or like when somebody else is in, you know, somebody else is in the picture. And I'm like on the phone with my friend called me, you know, setting up the night to do the live stream or whatever. And they like talking to, I don't know who, I'm like, who the hell are you talking to? First of all, let me break it down to y'all. When you're talking on the phone to me, you're talking on the phone to me. I hate when people talk on the phone to people in the background. Now if you're talking to your kids in the background, that's a different story. But now it's just like, you know, my friend was on the phone with somebody else. He had me on one phone and somebody else on another phone. And I'm like, who are you talking to? And they told me who they were talking to. Oh, they remember you, Monica. I don't remember them. Let me tell you something. And I mean this from the bottom to the top of my heart. And right now, I'm just starting a live stream. But I've been doing this for going on 2 years. October will be 2 years. And I love you all from the bottom to the top of my heart. And I appreciate everybody tuning in or whatever case may be. And I know I got to be a little bit more consistent and everything because that's what you're supposed to do when but you got so much stuff going on like I do, you know, it's kind of hard to like commit to like actually one thing. But this was my baby. This is what started it all for me to build me up to the person I am when I'm on live stream. So the person that he's on the phone with remembers me. So I was like, who are you talking to? Oh, you ever been on three-way before? Yeah, when I was a teenager. Dude, I'm 44 years old. 40 fucking 4 years old. When does the childish shit end? Did y'all not do this when y'all were teenagers? You know what I'm saying? Like, did you not do this when y'all were teenagers? Like, I cannot stress this enough. Like, did y'all not do this when y'all were young? All the things y'all doing now, and whoever get offended, I don't care who know me. All that shit y'all doing, y'all should have did that when y'all was in y'all teenage years. Why the hell you with you at 30 and 40 years old start doing stupid shit? That irritates me about adults because it's like I'm 44 years old. I'm home in bed. I didn't want to go live streaming and I'm not going to live stream tonight because I'm tired. I'm in my bed laying down, you know, chilling, watching the news, and I'm making me a grocery order on Instacart. So then you calling me. Got all this stuff going on in the background. Got this person on the phone, that person on the phone. I'm like, wait a minute, it's not the party line. We're not teenagers anymore. Like, dude, we are not fucking teenagers no more. Oh, you ain't never been on three. No, when I was a kid. Yo, you talk to that person and you call me back. Yo, I don't understand what's wrong with people. I'm just like, y'all got to grow. Y'all got to do some serious fucking growing up. Like, I wrote a post on Facebook this weekend. And it's the things that I learned this weekend. And I had an eventful weekend. Even though, like, nothing had shit to do with me, but it was very eventful. And I'm just going to paraphrase. I'm not going to do the whole post because it was a long post. It was a lengthy post. And y'all know I've been working on my novel. So it's just like, I feel like I'm neglecting my novel. I just feel like I'm neglecting my podcast. I'm neglecting y'all. It's just a whole lot going on. I got my hands in too much stuff. And so I just need to like break it down. Maybe I just need to come on here once a week and work on my novel until the novel gets finished. I'll come on like every other day and figure out some days to go live stream, because I haven't live streamed since Thursday. And I was one of my friends was going through it this weekend, so I was being supportive to my friend this weekend. So it's like, it was a lot going on this weekend. I didn't hardly get any rest. So like now I'm like trying to get rest. I'm trying to get some rest now, if you can hear it in my voice. But I posted things that I learned this weekend. Never bite the hand that feeds you. Keep posting. Keep posting on your pages, because you never know who's watching. My friend is living proof. I'm living proof. Big things on the horizon with my friend. I'm fucking proud of my friend. But my friend just got to grow up. You know what I'm saying? Like, my friend has to grow up. What else? It's always somebody big and bad in you. You think you're the biggest, baddest, roughest, toughest walking this planet Earth. It's always somebody badder than you. I witnessed that this weekend. Our God is an on-time God. You know, just when you think that God has left you out, he always shows up and shows out. It's a lot of things that I wrote, but that the one thing that I learned is don't burn your bridges. And a lot of people burn their bridges. And, like, you never know who you're going to meet in this life. And, like I said, I witnessed everything this weekend. It was just, like, a turning point. Like, it was, like, one of the moments where you're, like, I don't want to deal with this shit. You know what I'm saying? And it's, like, I'm, like, it was a learning experience that I had. It really was. You know? And I'm just chilling. I just want to write my novel, publish these novels, and, you know, entertain. Come on and do this podcast every once in a while. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, I just don't have time for bullshit. I don't have time for games. People just, you know, like, you really need to get your shit together, you know, as an adult, you know. But, you know, I really don't feel like it all tonight. I really don't. I'm really not in the mood for people games. I'm not really... It's time for, I really don't. And then another thing my friend said that really struck my nerve is that, you know, it's like once I hit that X button out of them apps, I don't remember, I have a really bad memory and I don't remember a lot of people, you know. And you think about it, if you're live streaming with hundreds and hundreds of people, like one of my live streams got up to like 400 people one night, and that was a lot of people. 400 people, how am I going to remember anybody? And it's like, I've been through so much, you know. I was sick, I had COVID again over the summer, you know, a lot of things been going on, my plate is really full. So, oh, they remember you, okay, I'm unforgettable. You know what I'm saying? It's like, people forget, you were watching me, I was not watching you, and that's just not being mean. But I remember Dineva had said, shout out to the Funky Bunch, but Funky Dineva said it one time, and even though I'm not a huge content creator yet, I agree with Dineva. Like, Dineva has thousands, maybe millions of followers, and know a lot of people. And so what Dineva was saying was, how do you know me from listening to me from sometimes a half an hour at a time? Like, Dineva said there are people in his inbox that talks to him like he knows, like they know him. You don't, I mean, you know me, you know of me, but you don't know me. And I think that's what draws the line. And that's what my friend does not seem to understand, is that you can't befriend everybody. And I also told my friend today, you can't take everybody where you're going. I specifically said that. So now, since my friend got this little bit of clout, everybody's coming out the woodwork. And I'm seeing it, and I don't like it. But you know what? People got to learn their own. You know, it's like, I'm tired of bailing my friend out. I'm tired of, like, giving my friend pep talks. I'm just tired of it, you know? I'm tired. That's why I came on here, to vent my frustrations, because it's just like, I'm just tired. And I know, like, some of y'all are tired, too. And, you know, if anybody understands where I'm coming from, thank you. And if you don't, then I really don't know what to tell you, because it's like, you're sitting in front of your computer or your phone and you're on an app. And like I said, you're live streaming with hundreds of people in the room. people in and out the room, in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out. And then I remember one of God said something to me on one of the apps. He was like, you remember who I am? And I'm looking at the name and I'm like, vaguely. But then it's like, you really don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. But then they say something and then it's, you know, it's re-triggered. But as far as like inviting people in my life, you cannot do that. Beyonce doesn't do it. And you have to be very careful who you allow in your space. Beyonce don't do it. I mean, like, a lot of these content creators, they make their friends online as well, but they're other huge content creators. And then it's just like some people have their own personal agenda. Like, I don't have a personal agenda. Only thing I want to do is just publish my books and go back on vacation down Ocean City. That's only thing I want to do right about now. But people have their own agenda. People latch onto you once they see you doing something. They see you when the Lion Gate open, here come everybody. You know what I'm saying? But not, it's just I don't understand. It's like when it opened, everybody came running. And I mean the time that you can, and I told him that earlier today, you cannot let everybody go with you. It's okay to look out for people, but look out for people that looked out for you. And he's starting it already, y'all. I'm like, dude. And I bet you're wondering, Monica, where the hell are you going with this? Y'all, childish shit must end. The childish shit must end. The games must end. It has to come to an end. And like I'm saying, like, if you're like a small content creator, you're trying to make it big and you start live streaming and you meet new people, it's okay to meet new people. It's okay to keep them at bay. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes people don't have the same interests as you do. And it's like once you hit a certain plateau and you're live streaming, and people start coming out the woodwork and they want to get close to you, you better watch out for that. I'm very leery of people. I don't trust no one when it comes to this stuff. Because you never know what people's intentions are. The childish shit must end. You must learn how to decipher who is your friend and who's not your friend. And just like Dineva said, Dineva loves y'all. Like I say, I love y'all. But Dineva said, you cannot talk to me in my inbox as if you know me, like we go way back. You know, and it's a line. It's called boundaries. So like now, like I said, back to what I was saying when I first got on here. My friend is on the phone with me and on the phone with somebody else. Oh, they remember you, Monica. I don't remember them. My job was that day was to sit in on the live stream and kick it with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I tell people I'm here to meet new people. I'm also here networking. You know, but you gotta watch who you have in your circle. You cannot have this circle full of people that you don't know. And I always say people who don't know you are your biggest supporters, which is true. But you can't allow everybody in your space. You can't allow everybody in your home. That's my whole beef. It's like, you cannot allow everybody in your home. You can't do it. And I'm going to call my friend when I finish this. And I'm going to tell him, didn't I just tell you not to let everybody in your space? Everybody can't go where you're going. And here you go. Letting everybody in already. You just got this opportunity. Don't fuck it up. Because like I said, people look at you when you're down. And my friend has been down. And now my friend is on a come up. But here everybody come. Ooh, y'all. Ooh, chale. Ooh, y'all. But that's all I got. I ain't got no more. This has been a short version of Up Early Before Everyone Else. I'm Monica Lynn. 15 minutes. I hope y'all enjoyed it. I'll try to get back on here with y'all next week. If I don't see y'all next week, I'll probably see y'all at the beginning of September. I had much-needed rest, much-needed vacation, if you call it that. I should be finished writing a novel within a couple weeks from now. I'm doing, like, editing now, but I haven't finished it. So I usually, like, go back and re-edit edit again, go back and edit some more. And I was on one page for like a week. That sucked. That was on one page of one, in one chapter on one page for a week. I couldn't get it the way I wanted to go. And I was like, I don't like this, you know. But yeah, y'all have a good night, and I'll check y'all later.